fraud protection, free credit monitoring, and interest earned on your entire balance with easy access where, when, and how you need it. Get the most bang for your buck with an interest checking account at Gulf Coast Bank & Trust, the local bank that cares about you. Ready to bank smarter? Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen.
This is what y'all looking.
Equal housing and equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Check out the great savings throughout the store at Albertsons. This week at Albertsons, get USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Roast for $3.99 per pound and General Mills Cereal or Nature's Valley Granola Bars for $1.99 each when you buy three. Visit Albertsons.com for more deals.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll preview Week 6's most important games of the 2023 NFL regular season, give game picks for Week 6's most important games, and more. So, again, tune in, sit back, relax, and enjoy this program because it's going to be great. So we got all of the news that you need to get you caught up on what's going on in the National Football League. So again, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the League Wraparound. I tell you what, Week 5 was something else in the National Football League and had some good games, and we had some dominant performances as well. So let's get you caught up on the most important games from Week 5 in the NFL. So as we recap Week 5's most important games in the NFL, Thursday Night Football was the Chicago Bears going up against the Washington Commanders. Chicago dominated, final score 40-20. The Baltimore Ravens took on the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC North rivalry game. Pittsburgh would win 17-10. The New York Giants took on the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins handled their business, beating the Giants 31-16. The Philadelphia Eagles took on the Los Angeles Rams. The Eagles were going on to beat the Rams 23-14. Also, we had a matchup between the New York Jets and the Denver Broncos. The Jets' defense, also solid play from a quarterback, Zach Wilson, made the difference as the Jets would go on to beat the Broncos 31-21. The Kansas City Chiefs took on the Minnesota Vikings. The Chiefs hold off to beat the Vikings, final score 27-20. Sunday Night Football was the Dallas Cowboys going up against the San Francisco 49ers. It was all San Fran. Niners beat the boys 42-10. And Monday Night Football, we had the Green Bay Packers going up against the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders would go on to beat the Packers, final score 17-13. And those were the scores from your most important games from Week 5 in the National Football League. All right, now it's time for my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the San Francisco 49ers. You talk about balling. You talk about domination on both sides of the football, offense and defense. The 49ers have not missed a beat as they remain one of two undefeated teams in the National Football League. Listen, if you had the opportunity to watch that dominating performance last Sunday night against the Dallas Cowboys, man, I tell you one thing, the 49ers, not to be played with at all. And, I mean, they are clicking on all cylinders, total domination. You have to talk about Brock Purdy. Listen, yeah, say what you want about Mr. Irrelevant, but he is making the most out of what he has on this team. I mean, what Brock is doing is phenomenal. With the way his offensive line is blocking for him and the rest of the skill positions on offense, they are handling their business. And Brock has definitely been playing solid. Brock has been accurate with the ball, not committing too many turnovers. He has just been balling. As far as wide receivers are concerned, listen, you know about Deebo Samuel. He plays wide receiver, but he's Mr. Everything to the 49ers. Want him at wide receiver? He can play at that position. You want him at running back? He can play at that position as well. Also, you got Juwan Jennings has played well. Also, you have the rookie Ronnie Bell, and you've got Brandon Ayuk. at the tight end position. Of course, George Kittle, one of the premier players in the NFL. Let's just say George made an interesting statement after scoring a touchdown last Sunday night. Let's just say it involved a four-letter word, which I will not repeat on this show. But George, listen, George is one of the fun-loving players, fun-loving characters in the NFL. And certainly George Kittle is somebody that's a player that is definitely still in his prime. Christian McCaffrey, listen, when the trade was made last season from the Carolina Panthers to bring Christian to San Francisco, it has worked out and then some. Christian McCaffrey, I'll say it, he's an early candidate for the league MVP. What he brings to the 49ers is amazing. Whether running the ball or catching the ball, Christian does it all. And he certainly deserves some nods for an early pick to be the league MVP. Offensive line, playing tremendous, led by Trent Williams, the KG veteran. Also, you got John Feliciano from the used to play for the Buffalo Bills. He's in San Francisco. He's been blocking really well. That whole roster for the 49ers, that whole offensive line has played extremely well. On the defensive side, listen, Nick Bosa, he is in a class by himself. You know what Nick Bosa brings to the table, right? Also, Arik Armstead, Javon Kinlaw, also Javon Hargrave. Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner are just monster linebackers. And then, of course, the defensive backs, right? Tashaun Gibson, Talanoa Hufanga, Diamador Lenore. I mean, top to bottom, the 49ers are just so stacked right now. They're just playing so well. And will they keep this momentum as we get towards the rest of October and going into the second half of the season? It remains to be seen. But nevertheless, the 49ers are balling. They are playing out of control right now, and they're not letting up anytime soon. And Kyle Shanahan is an early candidate for Coach of the Year. So don't let up on the guys from the Bay. They've definitely been FTTB, faithful to the Bay, and the 49ers are definitely not to be played with. My second storyline is going to be the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Eagles, I talked about the 49ers not to be played with. The Eagles are not to be played with neither. However, the Eagles are starting to get it together. Yeah, they're the second undefeated team currently in the league. The 49ers are the other undefeated team, and the Eagles are the second undefeated team. Now, Philly, yes, they are undefeated, but they haven't won their games convincingly as of yet, but they're starting to get it together. Listen, when you have a quarterback like Jalen Hurts, can throw the ball, can run the ball, can get you yardage, you can't go wrong with his athletic ability. It's just supreme. How about DeAndre Swift at the running back position? Man, he has been a monster so far this year. The wide receivers, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, talent on top of talent. Dallas Goedert at the tight end position playing. He's been starting to pick it up. It's been a slow start for him, but his coming out party was last week against the Los Angeles Rams. So Goedert is expected to improve his game as the season goes along. And when you talk about the tush push, the brotherly shove, whatever you want to call it, the offensive line, probably one of the best, if not the best in the NFL, with Landon Dickerson, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, and of course the KG veteran himself, Jason Kelce, just doing it year in and year out. And that old line has just been amazing. On the defensive side, right, you've got Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis, Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat. You've also got Derek Barnett. Hassan Reddick's been playing well too at the linebacker position. And you've got defensive backs like James Bradbury, Reed Blankenship, just to name a few. Jake Elliott, one of the best kickers in the business. And Nick Sirianni, year three for him. Listen, we talk about Kyle Shanahan from the San Francisco 49ers being a early candidate for Coach of the Year. You definitely got to put Nick Sirianni in the mix as well. Taking the Eagles to the Super Bowl last year, they fell short. But guess what? They've got a bitter taste in their mouth, and they want to get back to the big one, and hopefully this time they can raise up the Lombardi Trophy. So 49ers and Eagles remain the only two undefeated teams in the National Football League. And listen, these two are on a collision course, and they could be, it's early, but it could be this year's a rematch of last year's NFC Championship. We'll see what happens. And for my last storyline is going to be the Denver Broncos. Wow, currently 1-4. As this show is currently airing, the team is 1-4. They're not playing well, and I don't know if it's Russell Wilson. Well, I can't say it's Russell Wilson. I know Russell, this is the final year of the Seattle contract. The new contract, the Denver money, will kick in next year. Sean Payton, he's realizing that this is not New Orleans, this is Denver. So you got to understand, when Sean, during the New Orleans era, it was a different situation. The city, it was a post-Katrina city. He was able to make changes. He had much more of a say-so. I mean, he has a say-so with the Broncos, but when the New Orleans Saints situation came about, he had so much more of an input in terms of getting players. Drew Brees was the first domino to fall, and then Coach Peyton was signed, so Peyton and Brees join at the hip. The NFL draft happens. Reggie Bush, he was able to plug and play Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush, you know, was his running style was north, south, east, and west. And he was able to implement him in the offense. So New Orleans was a project that was successful for the most part. Was it perfect? Absolutely not. We're not going to get into the history of that. However, this situation is different. Russell Wilson, already in Denver, spent 1 year in Denver. Coach Peyton arrives during the offseason, and they're starting to make changes. They've been making trades. They've been releasing players slowly but surely, but this isn't looking good for Denver right now. There's Kansas City on Thursday night. Then they have Green Bay, and then they play Kansas City again. Then you're at Buffalo. Then there's Minnesota, followed by Cleveland, at Houston, then against the Chargers. Then they're at Detroit. And then you have New England, the Chargers again, and then you're at Las Vegas. So this can go 50-50, and there's been a lot of issues with Denver. Listen, I'll say this. Russell's played well. Russell has played well. The defense has not played well. Let's just be honest. And I don't know if Sean is going to make a change, maybe middle of the year or at the end of the year. It looks like Vance Joseph most likely is going to have a job as the defensive coordinator for the Broncos for the foreseeable future. But this is a tough go right now. And people want to jump on Russell and use him as a scapegoat. Listen, Russell's been solid. Russell's been effective. But you've got to remember, football is the ultimate team sport. And it has to come on all areas and all facets, right? Offense, defense, and special teams. And I don't know. Listen, this year one with Wilson and Peyton, they're still trying to figure each other out. And I think what happens is this, with Russell's playing style, Russell, first 5 years in Seattle, was so effective when he's throwing on the run, when he's using his legs, when he's using his athletic ability. The last 5-6 years in Seattle, he's become a pocket passer. We're still seeing that in Denver. I think the key for Russell to really get cooking again is that he's got to use his athletic ability. He's got to do what made him great, what first got him into the league, throwing on the run, using his athletic ability. And listen, he's holding Russell. Again, he's played solid, but he's been holding on to the ball way too long. And changes have got to be made on the defensive side, and they've got to pick it up on the offensive side. Sean Payton, listen, I know his contract is pretty massive for a head coach, but Russell, that new Denver money kicks in next year, and that is a – let's just say it's going to be a pretty penny, and I don't know. We'll have to see with the Denver Broncos, man. It's going to be a tough one for all of the Broncos fans, and especially for people in the Mile High City. All right, before we go to break, just some a couple of news and notes to pass along to you. The Minnesota Vikings have placed wide receiver Justin Jefferson on the injured reserve list due to a hamstring injury he suffered last week against the Kansas City Chiefs. Matter of fact, Jefferson is going to be out for 4 games. So if you know about one of the top players, one of the top wide receivers in the league, you know Justin Jefferson brings it game in and game out. So again, the Minnesota Vikings have placed Justin Jefferson on the injured reserve list due to a hamstring injury. He's going to be out for 4 weeks. Also being on the injured reserve list is going to be Devon Achane, rookie running back out of Texas A&M. Devon is on injured reserve after suffering a knee injury. He's going to be out for 4 weeks. And if you've been watching the Miami Dolphins, that offense has been clicking on all cylinders. Tua Tagovailoa, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Raheem Mostert, and also Devon Achane. So again, Achane is going to be out for 4 weeks due to a knee injury. He's been placed on injured reserve. Also, Indianapolis Colts rookie running back Anthony Richardson, he's been placed on injured reserve too. He's going to miss at least 4 games. He's going to miss at least 4 to 8 weeks due to a shoulder injury. He sprained an AC joint. Listen, Anthony has had a lot of injuries in this early season. He's had 2 concussions, and now he has a shoulder injury. Something's going to have to give in terms of his playing style. We know he's athletic. We know he loves working the offense, using his legs, being very mobile. But I don't know, Shane Steichen's going to have to come in and get him where he can not put his body on the line and force himself to get hurt like that. He's had so many injuries early in this NFL season. But, again, the Indianapolis Colts place quarterback Anthony Richardson on injured reserve, and he's expected to miss 4 to 8 weeks due to a shoulder injury spraining his AC joint. Also, some news to pass along to you. Wide receiver Chase Claypool, no longer a member of the Chicago Bears, traded to the Miami Dolphins in exchange for a second-round selection. So hopefully we saw Chase had promise with the Pittsburgh Steelers. That didn't work out. Traded to the Chicago Bears. That was a dumpster fire right there, and now he's got a chance in Miami. This is going to be interesting how they get Chase involved in the offense. There's so many weapons on that team with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and Raheem Mostert. So we're going to see how that plays out. But again, the Chicago Bears traded wide receiver Chase Claypool to the Miami Dolphins. Also, speaking of being traded, we had the Denver Broncos traded Randy Gregory to the San Francisco 49ers in exchange for a 6th-round draft pick. So, man, Randy Gregory coming into the league, a lot of promise, got into a little trouble, but he's on the mend now. And again, Randy traded from the Denver Broncos to the San Francisco 49ers. You talk about going from a hamburger to a filet mignon. Listen, Randy, as if San Francisco's defense is not already strong enough, it just got stronger when you add Randy Gregory to the mix as well. And I'm pretty sure that Kyle Shanahan and the defensive coordinator Steve Wilks are going to definitely have Randy involved in his defense. So, again, the San Francisco 49ers pick up Randy Gregory in a trade from the Denver Broncos. Also, while we continue with trades, the Los Angeles Rams have traded wide receiver Van Jefferson to the Atlanta Falcons for late round draft picks in 2025. Van Jefferson, solid player, but the Rams, Cooper Kupp coming back, Cooper making his presence felt, and of course they have a hot shot rookie wide receiver and Puka Nacua. So, you know, Jefferson, his action was very limited, looking for a new change, and he winds up being a member of the Atlanta Falcons. And finally, we talked about running backs not getting their just due, not getting their respect. Well, guess what? Jonathan Taylor, he's got his respect. He signed a 3-year, $42 million extension with the Indianapolis Colts. So it's good to see Jonathan get his money. And Jonathan Taylor's been one of my favorite players for a long time. I remember him when he played in college at the University of Wisconsin, and now making an immediate mark in the NFL so far with the Indianapolis Colts. When Taylor is healthy, he's one of the best running backs in the league. And we talked about how the running back position has become so undervalued, but I'm glad that Jonathan got his money and definitely well-deserving of it. Again, he signs a 3-year, $42 million extension with the Indianapolis Colts. All right, that takes care of segment number one and also some of the news and notes currently what's happening in the National Football League. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll preview Week 6's most important games of the 2023 NFL regular season. You stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the League Wraparound.
Said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached.
I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is...
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease, from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus, from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time to preview Week 6's most important games in the NFL. Thursday night football, the Denver Broncos going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. When you think of one of the top rivalries in NFL history, specifically in the AFC West, the Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs come to my mind. And when we talk about the NFL, and specifically the NFL being a quarterback's league, it's going to be highlighted by the quarterbacks in this game, Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes. Let's start off with the Broncos. They lost a tough one last week against the New York Jets. Russell Wilson had a chance to lead his team and possibly get him in field goal range and tie the game and try to send in the overtime. Wilson was sacked. Also, the Jets defender forced a fumble, wound up going into the end zone, getting a touchdown, and we know how that turned out. So Denver, it's been a tough year for them so far, 1-4, coming into one of the toughest places to play in the NFL, Arrowhead Stadium, and the Kansas City Chiefs. So the Chiefs slowly starting to get back to the Kansas City of old. They went to Minnesota, wind up beating the Vikings. Patrick Mahomes doing what he does best, providing Mahomes magic. Travis Kelce suffered an ankle injury in the game. He was able to come back into the game and do what Travis Kelce does best, catch passes, score touchdowns. Also, they've got a solid running back with Isaiah Pacheco. He's doing what he needs to do. So this is going to be a rocking crowd Thursday night with the Broncos and the Chiefs at Arrowhead. And listen, the Chiefs are looking to continue to get back to being the Kansas City of old, while Denver, this game could possibly make or break their season. If they don't get it done at Arrowhead, there's going to be a lot of talk about Russell Wilson and that contract, Sean Payton, Vance Joseph in the defensive coordinator position, and his job is on the line as well. So Broncos and Chiefs, this is a lot at stake for Denver because this game could make or break their season. For Kansas City, it could be a game where they could break this thing wide open and be like, yeah, we're back to being the old Kansas City Chiefs. We are the defending champions. So that's Thursday night football at Arrowhead Stadium with the Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs. AFC South rivals take on each other with the Indianapolis Colts going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So as I stated earlier on in the program, quarterback Anthony Richardson is going to be out 4 to 8 weeks, spraining an AC joint in his shoulder, so he's going to be out for a while. So in the meantime, we've got Gardner Minshew Mania, and the Colts have done very well so far with Minshew as their quarterback. Zach Moss played an effective game last week, handling his business with beating the other AFC South rival Tennessee Titans. We should get a healthy dose of Jonathan Taylor in this game for the Colts. As for the Jacksonville Jaguars, they wind up beating the Buffalo Bills last week in the London game. Trevor Lawrence was solid. Not great, but solid. But Travis Etienne played one heck of a game last week in London with the Jaguars beating the Bills. So Jacksonville, this is going to come down to basically the play of Trevor Lawrence going up against Gardner Minshew and what he can do against this Jaguar defense. And also, we could get a healthy dose of Jonathan Taylor in this game. So we got the Indianapolis Colts going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars in an AFC South rivalry game. The Seattle Seahawks going up against the Cincinnati Bengals. So the Seahawks enjoyed their bye week. The week before that, they decimated and manhandled the New York Giants on Monday night. For the Cincinnati Bengals, last week pulling off an impressive victory over the Arizona Cardinals. So are the Bengals back? Well, only time will tell. They were able to enjoy that victory last week against the Arizona Cardinals. This week, they've got a tough task at hand with that Seattle defense and that running game coming to Cincinnati. So is Joe Burrow back? He was back last week. Jamar Chase, he looked good last week, but will he look good this week against the Seattle Seahawks? That remains to be seen. And as for the Seahawks, like I mentioned earlier, the defense has been great so far. They've been running the ball well with Kenneth Walker and quarterback Geno Smith not making too many mistakes. So Seattle and Cincinnati, this should be a dogfight in Cincinnati. Also, another important game that we have is the Minnesota Vikings going up against the Chicago Bears. NFC North rivals, Vikings and the Bears. You know about this longtime rivalry dating back decades, and they're going to continue this rivalry in this contest at Soldier Field. So as far as the Bears are concerned, impressive win over the Washington Commanders on Thursday Night Football, honoring Dick Butkus, longtime Chicago Bear linebacker, an ambassador not just for the Bears, but for all of the NFL as well. So they wind up beating the Commanders last Thursday night in honor of Dick Butkus and Justin Fields. Justin Fields played a great game. Khalil Herbert was effective in this game. Also, Darnell Mooney played well. But how about DJ Moore? DJ Moore has been sensational, and that's what the Bears have been waiting on, that offense. They've been waiting for Justin Fields to get going. They've been waiting for DJ Moore to have a breakout game, and they could have another breakout game at Soldier Field in Chicago against the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings going through tough times right now. Wide receiver Justin Jefferson on injured reserve due to a hamstring injury. And then you've got Kirk Cousins entering the final year of his contract. There's a lot at stake. His name has been brought up since the beginning of the season in terms of the trade deadline and Aaron Rodgers and the Jets and all that stuff. But right now he's the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. And again, this is a make-or-break game, not just for both teams, but specifically, this is a make-or-break game for the Minnesota Vikings, because 1-4, not good at all, and they've got to pick it up, because if they don't, there's going to be some trouble up in Minneapolis. The San Francisco 49ers will square off against the Cleveland Browns. For Cleveland, Cleveland had a bye week last week, but the week before that, they lost a tough one to the Baltimore Ravens. They were blown out by the Ravens, their AFC North rival. Deshaun Watson will not play in this game, still battling an injury. Meanwhile, so the Browns don't have Deshaun Watson in this contest, but hey, even if Deshaun Watson played in this game, it wouldn't matter, because the San Francisco 49ers remain one of the two undefeated teams in the NFL. Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Nick Bosa, Eric Armstead, Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, just to name a few. The 49ers are good from top to bottom, offense, defense, special teams. They just have it going on. So we know what the 49ers did to the Cowboys last Sunday night, just embarrassed the boys in front of a worldwide audience, and they look to continue that undefeated streak as they head to Cleveland to take on the Browns. We've got the Philadelphia Eagles going up against the New York Jets. The Jets are riding a major high right now, beating the Denver Broncos in Denver. Zach Wilson played a solid game. Defense, no surprise, stepped up. They came through in big plays when necessary. The running game was affected with Breece Hall. Zach Wilson, again, was solid, didn't commit too many turnovers. They did what that was what Coach Robert Saleh wanted of Zach Wilson, and he got the job done. But the Jets are going to be going up against the second undefeated team currently in the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles. So you've got Jalen Hurts. You know what he can do. The offensive line, you know what they can do. A.J. Brown, DeAndre Swift. Also, you've got Devontae Smith. Also, you've got Dallas Goedert, and that defense is solid as well. So the Jets are riding a high right now, but the Eagles make their way up I-95 to go to East Rutherford, New Jersey at MetLife. A lot of fans from Philly going to make that trip up to northern New Jersey and cheer on the Eagles. Why did they say fly, Eagles, fly, right? So Eagles and Jets should be an interesting game, and certainly a game that's going to be I don't know. I think people are sleeping on this game. I think the Jets defense could give the Eagles offense some fits in this game, but Philly and New York, this is going to be an interesting one. Sunday Night Football, it's the Battle of New York, where we have the New York Giants going up against the Buffalo Bills. The Giants, I mean, what can you say about the Giants, right? Embarrassed by the Miami Dolphins last week. Daniel Jones suffered a neck injury. We don't know what his status is going to be for Sunday night. Saquon Barkley, status questionable for this game. Just everything's going wrong with the other New York team, Big Blue, the Giants. Brian Daboll heading to Buffalo to go up against his former quarterback, Josh Allen. The Buffalo Bills, listen, if you know about the history of Brian Daboll, he was the offensive coordinator for several seasons in Buffalo, so he knows about Josh Allen. He also knows about Stephon Diggs and the crew and Dawson Knox as well. And in the Battle of New York, listen, a lot of fans are coming from New York City and northern New Jersey to make that trip to western New York to be in Buffalo or to be exact, Orchard Park, if you want to be exact. And again, when you think about the NFL and when you think about sports fans, you think about Buffalo Bills fans. Buffalo fans are some of the most rabid, some of the most diehard and dedicated, not just in the NFL, but in all of sports. And Sunday night is going to be rocking in the Battle of New York between the New York Giants and the Buffalo Bills. Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys go up against the Los Angeles Chargers. So for the Cowboys, we know they were embarrassed last Sunday night by the San Francisco 49ers. They had no answers for the Niners. Dak Prescott didn't play a great game. Tony Pollard didn't have a great game. Just no one had a great game. And Dallas is looking to put that behind them. But it's been hard because throughout the week, several Cowboys players and several 49ers players have gone at each other on social media. George Kittle, Micah Parsons, Deebo Samuel, all have had words with one another. And the Cowboys, listen, it's one thing for them to lose to a West Coast team, and they have the potential of losing to another West Coast team on Monday night going up against the Los Angeles Chargers. And with the Chargers, you've got Justin Herbert, you got Keenan Allen. That Charger offense is phenomenal. Their defense is solid as well, led by Khalil Mack. And the Chargers had a bye week last week, but the week before that, they wind up beating the Las Vegas Raiders. So you've got Monday Night Football, the Los Angeles Chargers hosting the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, anytime the Cowboys are on television, it's going to be must-see TV, for better or for worse. But Dak and the company, they're looking to put this one behind them. As I stated earlier, they already lost to one West Coast team. They don't want to lose to another one, this time in Southern California, dealing with the Los Angeles Chargers. So it's Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys going up against the Los Angeles Chargers. All right, now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Philadelphia Eagles going up against the New York Jets. The Philadelphia Eagles remain one of only two undefeated teams in the National Football League. Jalen Hurts is an MVP candidate. DeAndre Swift has played well since coming over in the trade from the Detroit Lions. Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, listen, catching anything and everything in sight. Dallas Goedert starting to pick up his game, take it to another level. The defense has been solid for the Eagles. As for the Jets, listen, the Jets have had a roller coaster ride so far in this early part of the year. We know about the injury to Aaron Rodgers in week one. We know about the criticism that Zach Wilson has faced in the media. We know about the Jets defense and how well they've played, but unfortunately not getting it done on the offensive side. But we also know that the Jets proved their toughness in last week's win over the Denver Broncos. Zach Wilson was solid. He played effect, and the running game has been good, too, with Breece Hall. So the Eagles and the Jets, 2 weeks ago, when this game was being previewed, this had the makings of, to be quite honest with you, a snoozer. But now with the Jets having that big win over Denver last week and the Eagles remaining undefeated, this has the opportunity of maybe a potential upset. Now, Eagles and Jets, when this was on the schedule, we were looking forward to seeing Jalen Hurts going up against Aaron Rodgers. We're not going to get that. We're going to get Jalen Hurts versus Zach Wilson. But, hey, that's cool, too, because remember, Zach He hung in there, played a solid game despite losing Sunday night to the Kansas City Chiefs. He hung in last week and was able to make plays necessary to beat the Denver Broncos to help his team win the game. You take the running game and you take the defense as well, and football being the ultimate team sport, they were able to put it together, and the Jets were able to win. So we've got a good game at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, with Philadelphia Eagles fans making that trip up I-95 up the New Jersey Turnpike to go to East Rutherford, New Jersey, to see their beloved Philadelphia Eagles take on the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium. The Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Jets, my game of the week. All right, before we get on out of here, I'd like to give you my picks on who I think will win Week 6's most important games in the NFL. Thursday night football, the Denver Broncos going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. I like Kansas City to win the game. The Indianapolis Colts take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. I like Jacksonville to win. The Seattle Seahawks going up against the Cincinnati Bengals. I like Seattle to win that game. The Minnesota Vikings take on the Chicago Bears. I like the Bears to win. The San Francisco 49ers going up against the Cleveland Browns. I like San Francisco to remain undefeated. The Philadelphia Eagles going up against the New York Jets. The Philadelphia Eagles to remain undefeated. Sunday night football, the Buffalo Bills going up against the New York Giants. I like Buffalo to win that game. And Monday night football, the Dallas Cowboys going up against the Los Angeles Chargers. I think this is actually going to be a close game, but I like the Los Angeles Chargers to win this game. So, again, my picks on who I think will win Week 6's most important games are Kansas City, Jacksonville, Seattle, Chicago, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Buffalo, and Los Angeles Chargers. And there you have it. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. Again, thank you so much to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to another exciting edition of the program. And until next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson, saying so long, and you take care.